the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Lamadal, the Halachas of a Dleika of a fire on Shabbos, Siv Yud Gimel, this on Kuf Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. Says Mechaba Yesh Misha Medad, those who say the Megillas Esther, the scroll of Esther, Hoyle Imbas Karsen, it doesn't mention God's name, it may not Kesudu Kemishbat, if it's not written according to its Halacha, that's Ashur, it's Al-Or B'Dyoi, the Ksav Ashuri on the parchment, on the leather with ink, special ink. Ima Kedusha Latzilim Nedleika, then it does not have sanctity to save it from a fire. Says Mishpura Sivkal Maches Hoyle Vayim Mechulu, since it doesn't mention God's names, and Nation Nitta Lichta Vadasi part of some other, because it was given to be written in the laws of Persia and Media, Lefikach Lekasa Baskar, therefore God's name was not written over there. Sivkal Lamates. So therefore, if it's not written Kimishpata Mechulu, etc., then it's not given to be saved from the fire. Magram asking Magram comes out the Chazad. This is all Hurak Bez Manatama. It's all in terms of the Gemara. Does Hoya Aslat Sila. Then it was forbidden to save it, unless it was written according to Salah, because it wasn't able to be written and to be learned from in those times. But in current times, given the Mishnah, since because of the Pasuk, it's a time to do what God needs, it was given over to learn from written, and then even if it's written on paper in all languages, therefore we save it also from the fire, because there's like all holy writings, only if it's written in Lashna Kodesh, and now with Inkim, Besam, Besikah, these other types of dyes, Yeshkat Nafkim, then there's a ramification, the B'chol Kisra HaKadosh, because all holy writings, even if it's written in these other dyes, the Inkarman, which you cannot read from them, Mishim, the B'chal, Yochalit, and Zdirikim, and Besam, Besikah, because very easy to purchase this ink, just like these other dyes, but there's no real heter to go ahead and not do it the right way. Falachi, even so, Matzilnos from Nead Lake, you save from the five Nead Skarshim because the names of gods that inside the names of God that's inside of them. But Shekib and Megillah, which is not the case, but Megillah, the last curse, which doesn't mention God's name, and if it's written from these other dyes, in Karim, but you cannot read from it, Matzilnos from the lake, you don't save it from the fire. Tasharatin Islam and Zayin brings, but if it's written in another language, then whether it's a Megillah or other Kisvei Kodesh, it is given to be read from, and you could save from the fire also, because since it's written in some other language, there is no Kepet, it's not particular regarding Giyoy. That's the Prima Gadim, explained the words of the Magen Avraham, and says the Sharatin, you should know that the Dalai Rabbah disagrees in the Ikar Loch of the Magen Avraham, and he holds that currently, that they've permitted because Eis La'asas, there is no Nafkamina between them, it's written in Giyoy or Sam and Sikra. Tradition 42 brings the Chaznish is inclined like the opinion of the Rabbah, because since they permitted in our time to write on paper instead of parchment, you're allowed to write also with Sikra, with this other dye in place of Dyoi. And says the Sharatin, and he writes that from Lashon, the words of Lashon, the Shulchan Aruch and Sofiyut Beis does not sound like him, like the Magen Avraham. Now, says the Sharatin, it appears to me to answer that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about where it was written or printed on paper. It's logical. That's also, the Magen Avraham would agree that you could read from it in all situations, since, because, anyways, we're lenient regarding Eis La'asas. And he's talking only when it's written on cloth, on parchment. Now, even regarding Megillah, in all situations, it's given to be learned from it, and you could save it from the fire. Says the Mishpura further, he says, V'chol zeh, this is all b'choft al sebe kodesh, the 24 books of Tanakh. Avashas, from other books, p'shutin nechtav m'sav v'sikra, obviously you can write in all these other types of dyes, b'in heichesh k'sum l'ashon kodesh, whether written in l'ashon kodesh, b'in heichesh k'sum b'cholashon, whether written in all other types of languages. Sifidat, hakameyim, the amulets, shishmim sukim that have verses in them, emet zil nozim that lake, you don't save them in the fire, b'yeshem, some say shem, that you do save it, says the Mishpura, sav'kod mem hakameyim. Tama, they were showing the opinion, the first opinion that you don't save is the big commandment, because my amulets ain't shaykh bim tam deis lashem b'chul. You don't have this heter of like, oh, that, you know, dispensations. The aim is that Torah l'mud al espal. There's no Torah here to learn or to daven from. I cannot select them by some. It's forbidden to write them. And therefore you cannot save them in the fire. The Yeshayim they hold, since permission was given to write brachas, there was also permission given to write amulets. And therefore you do save them in the fire. But the first opinion holds, you don't save them. It's talking about a sick person that has no danger to his life. But if it's a sick person that has danger, you could save his amulet. And he could carry it out as a way of a garment, that says the Prima Gadim. Some say that you could save it. Like the first opinion that you don't save it. As God's names, then some say that you do save it. Save it, says the Prima Gadim. Sharatin Islam test says you should know that in every place where we learn that you don't save it, that is, even to a chatzir that has an Arab, you don't save it. That's how it sounds like from the Rambam. Some of the dirshus Dirshu number. We said you could save it from the fire, like all Kosher Kodesh. Now, since it was sanctified, even though it's written on paper in all languages, Rabbi Yashar holds that it requires Geniza and a Klicheres, like all other Kosher Kodesh.